are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So as Christians, we are called to be the salt and the light in the world. Yet our relationship and associations can profoundly impact our spiritual journey. Drawing from biblical wisdom, we'll explore the warnings against aligning ourselves with those who lead others astray or engage in sinful behavior. So we are going to be navigating this important aspect of Christian living and reflect on how we can safeguard our hearts and our minds from harmful influences with Pastor Bright Senkosi, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mpundisi, good morning. How are you? Pastor, please unmute.
I apologize for that.
No problem.
Morning to the listeners that are tuned in at this point.
Thank you, Mfundiswami. Thank you so much for coming through and availing yourself. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Indeed, let us pray. Eternal and loving Father, again this morning we are grateful because your mercy have been demonstrated to each one of us, in that while we were not certain, today we are alive. Thank you for the privilege of speaking to your children through the airwaves. My prayer, you will lead us through in this discussion yet again. May it impact the lives of those who are tuned in at this hour, that Heavenly Father, they will make informed decisions on how to be a positive influence, but also to help others stay away from negative energy, stay away from vices that are going to influence them negatively. I pray now and ask that God lead the way in this discussion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we've been speaking about good company and bad company, right? And today we want to look at how can we avoid negative influences. So we want you to start off with you, Mfundiswami, if you could reflect for us a time where you were negatively influenced by someone in your life, you know, and how did that influence impact your thoughts, your behaviors, and your beliefs?
Yeah, so you should have added to say, that is if you were.
Well,
yeah, no, I hear you. My background is of a person that really has not been worldly, so to speak. But again, I wouldn't say I was too careful in the decisions that I have made over time, especially when it comes to friends. And so if I was to be given this whole time, the time that I'm given to just talk about myself, there are many, many, many examples that I can give about the influence that I got from someone in my life, which turned out to be a very negative influence. But let me tell you something that I think happened when I was just, you know, trying to pull out of teenage. There is this notion that we were given over time to say a man is a man, you know? And there's this one friend of mine. I'm praising God that this particular individual, I think I shared in one of the platforms on this very radio station, who...
Network.
A very bad influence to me. I apologize for that.
No problem.
There's this one individual that was very, 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 very bad influence to me. But I praise God that today, though not of my faith, he is on the side of God and preaching the word of God. I praise God for that. Now, here is what happened. This brother, one time, you know, at school, we were away, and we were still in primary, and he saw me carrying a hoe, a digging hoe, and I used it alongside my elder sister, who is just about 2 years older than me. And then he came to me and told me, you know what, Bright? You are a man for crying out loud.
Mm.
Why should you be the one carrying the hole?
Yeah.
Your sister should be doing that.
Yeah.
And so that stuck in me. So we worked at school that afternoon. Mm. And then on our way home, because of what he told me, I told my sister, you need to carry this hole.
Mm.
And my sister refused because initially I grabbed it from her to use it. And then I wanted her to carry it back home. We only had one. That's the only one which we had at home. And my sister insisted on me carrying it over the distance that we covered. But midway along the way, I remembered what the brother told me. Mm. And you know what I did?
Mm.
I left the hole right on the road.
Yeah.
And my sister, I thought she would eventually come back and pick the hole, but she stood her ground and we walked home. Upon reaching home, he reported and said, the whole Bright has left the hole on the road. And my mother said, my mother was a very tough woman. My mother said, you need to go back and bring it home. Failure to which, and it was a Friday, failure to which you'd be given serious beatings of the night. Now, when I saw my mother's seriousness, I went back. Lo and behold, the only thing I could see is the place where I left it. It wasn't there.
Yeah.
I went home and reported that it is not there. You know, if you were seeing me now, I have a scar on my head. My mother took to whatever was near. I was beaten. Now, that was Saturday morning. By then, I wasn't even a member of the Adventist Church. I had not yet started going to church seriously. My mother was going to church in her Dorcas uniform. She beat the hell out of me. And then I realized that I shouldn't have listened to that guy.
Hey.
Because we had no problem before he told me that.
Now you have
and
a scar.
And when I look at that, I realized that the gentleman really took me in waters that I shouldn't have actually tested even in my life.
Mm.
Now, why am I sharing this story? It made me look foolish in the eyes of the entire family. It made me, you know, sustain an injury that I shouldn't have sustained otherwise. And tentatively, it made me look as a very bad boy that does not receive answer. And yet, the truth, and up to now, I'm still hating over this because the truth is, I wasn't that bad, but he made me look bad. And now here is what happened. He made mom react even on a day that she was going to change. Now you can think about the pain that I put her through after going through all that entire process. Mm-hmm. I had an opportunity to really stay away from that. I had an opportunity to reason all by myself.
Yeah.
But I chose another.
So, Mpundisi, what are some, you know, common characteristics of a negative or a toxic influence? Because sometimes they're there, but we don't recognize them, you know, because we don't know.
Sure.
So what are some of those things that people should look out for or be watchful for?
You know that there are people that are too manipulative and controlling. The people are trying to dictate your actions. They are trying to dictate your decisions. They are trying to dictate your emotions. This should just be a telltale sign to each and everyone around people to say, here we are headed into something that we might not just be able to handle in future. So there are people that are over-controlling. You look at this individual. Whatever they say, you want to fall for it. Whatever they say, you want to do it. Whatever, you even feel that they are carrying the right information all the time.
Mm.
But also we have others that I think lead us into emotional abuse, I would say. Emotional abuse. Here's what I'm trying to say.
Mm.
These people cause emotional distress in every one of us.
Okay.
They make us in our own perceptions of sanity. This is what they do. When you look at yourself, you think you cannot even do anything all by yourself until they have pumped something. You already know that there is a problem there. Then also we have people that are too critical. They criticize nearly everything. They judge nearly everything. They also condemn nearly everything. They constantly find faults. They try by all means to judge or condemn your thoughts, other people's thoughts, actions, other people's actions, including our very own beliefs. When you meet this one, tell you, you know, when they begin to talk, you even start questioning your right reason. You say, but yeah, they're right. I received a call from somebody. Of course, this was not even honestly. This individual wanted to chat with me over spiritual matters. And then they started offloading stuff that when I sat and listened to them, I began to doubt the Bible itself. Then I told myself, there is a problem. Of course, that one was not a friend, but an individual that was trying to reach out to me with the gospel. But also we have people that are selfish. And in their selfishness, they end up lacking empathy. You know, they prioritize their own needs and desires without considering mine or another's, but theirs should count number one. And I think over time, these people are dishonest and they are deceitful because they lie, they hide the truth, they deceive us for their personal gain. Now, when you begin to see all these, there are quite a lot, but you need to be very careful and tell yourself that here we are dealing with people that really are taking us somewhere. So you need to remember that toxic influences can be harmful to your mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. So it is very important, it is essential to recognize these characteristics and take steps to protect ourselves. So you ask also, how can we protect ourselves when we are in such a relationship or association which is harmful to our spiritual well-being? So how can we recognize these feelings of anxiety, stress, and dread, emotional exhaustion or draining, loss of personal boundaries or autonomy. Now, we also see increased self-doubt or low self-esteem. Like, even ask yourself, will I even manage to do this? Can I even complete any task given to me? So then you also feel like you are trapped or you are stuck in a way. This, you are able to realize at the end of the day that this is what is happening. I was reading a post just this morning. It's a very long read, but somebody said she ended up blocking somebody who I think, according to her, enslaved her mentally, because this person will just say anything and she will fall for it, whatever she says. But when she is to ask for a favor from her, she's not available. And you realize now that here we are leading a very toxic relationship. I shouldn't associate myself with this person any further. I think basically those are some of the few. But also there is the aspect of increased negativity. There are people that are negative. I have such a friend I have seen. And we are not very close, but he's a friend. But he uses that on social media. Whoa! The brother can talk this week. He is on what we do as preachers. You make an altar call. Why are you calling people in front? He also talked about there's something that he posted yesterday about, you know, where the demons have gone. Back in the days, we pray for demons. And then this time around, those are nowhere to be seen. Where have they gone? Have we lost the relevance of the spirit and all that? Hey, look at the brother. I look at the point sometime, I even told him that if you are not comfortable, why can't you leave us alone?
The friends you keep, but anyway, we must talk about your friends anyway. So now, when we're looking at, when we're studying the Bible, right, we do find the scriptures such as Proverbs 13 20, you know, 1 Corinthians 15 20 33, what do they say, or what are the warnings we are getting from those particular scriptures when it comes to engaging with people that may lead us, you know, into sinful behaviors? What can we learn from such scriptures?
Yeah, so 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 33 says, do not be led astray. Mm-hmm. I said it yesterday, bad company corrupts good morals. This one, we don't even need to do exegesis.
Mm.
We don't need to coding Greek and Hebrew. It's clear.
Mm.
It's a warning. You shouldn't be led astray.
Mm.
Because bad company corrupts good morals. So you might think you are this good boy, but because you are keeping bad company, eventually you also become a very bad boy, a very bad girl, very bad woman. So most of the time, we don't even realize that there are certain people that we fall for. And when you look at them, they look innocent, but over time, they begin to influence us to do other things. You've heard about peer pressure, for example. This is what the Bible is addressing. You have this company, and these guys are smoking. These guys are indulging in activities that are illicit in nature. And over time, what happens? You find yourself doing what otherwise you should have not done. When you sit back and realize, you see, I shouldn't have done this over time. On the other hand, Proverbs chapter 13, verse 20 says, whoever heeds discipline shows the way to life. So in other words, when you are disciplined and you hear discipline and counsel, yours is a good life. But this is what Proverbs says. But whoever ignores correction leads others astray. So it is not just about me. It is about another person also. So if all of us are going to align ourselves in a very disciplined manner, it is possible that even when we are influencing ourselves, we are influencing ourselves for the right cause. We are influencing ourselves for things that are right. So that was Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20. But there is also Proverbs chapter 21, verse 16 that you didn't mention. The Bible says, a man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. This one, we shouldn't even beat about the bush. As long as you wander from the way of understanding, as long as you are a know-it-all, one day you are going to find yourself resting next to a corpse. But this is not what you want to do. But there is also Ezekiel 44, verse 10, which says, maybe let me skip this one, maybe rush to Luke chapter 17, verse 1, which says, Jesus said to his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come.
Mm-hmm.
But woe to anyone through whom they come. Now, in other words, God is saying, you who is being used to influence others negatively, be wary. Because, okay, these things are going to come. People will be ready to led to stumble. But you shouldn't be the one leading others to stumble. In other words, you shouldn't be the one that is leading others to sin. In other words, you shouldn't be leading somebody to commit adultery because of your influence. So stay away from such kind of a position in your life. Don't be the one who is going to influence people negatively. Tentatively, I think these are some of the warnings that I can give from the Bible against associating with those who lead others astray or engage in sin like you did put it.
Yeah, indeed. So, Mpundisi, you know, as we are nearing the end of this conversation, how can we now guard our hearts and minds against the influence of negative and toxic individuals, because they are everywhere, Mpundiswami. So, and what practical steps now can we take to distance ourselves from harmful associations?
Yeah, so to guard our hearts and minds against the influence of negative or toxic individuals, the very thing that I am going to mention first here is that set boundaries for yourself. In other words, I am saying you should be clear, or you should clearly define and communicate your limits to protect your time, energy, as well as emotional well-being. If you are just going to be, there is a word in Bemba. Bemba is the language in Zambia. They say, ukwalolo mwela. Wherever the wind blows, you go. If the wind blows east, you go.
Yeah.
If it blows south, you go. If it blows west or north, you go. Mm-mm. You can't be such an
intruder.
So set boundaries. Hey. And say, there where you are going, I can't go. If this is what you are doing, I am not doing. If this is what you are eating, I am not eating. If this is the kind of music you are listening to, I am not listening. In short, you know yourself, and so you clearly define and communicate to others your limits. Sometimes we fall into some of these things because we don't have limits. There is a story that I have been carrying over time this year of a house owner who was influenced to sleep with his mate. And then when he was caught by the wife, he says, no, she charmed me. She influenced me into this. The question is, didn't you know that you needed to have your own limits to say, I can't fall for a mere mate in my own house? You simply never had principles. So in other words, we are saying, be a principled individual. And then also try by all means to distance yourself physically and emotionally from toxic individuals. If you can't influence them by what you say, then you are better off staying away from them. You don't need to be near them. I don't think there is anything that will be hurtful on your end if you just say, I am keeping a distance from this one, because the last time I checked, it was almost influenced to you, things that are
you don't
not
know,
right.
Just, you don't know.
Yeah, when you don't know, that's why we are actually discussing this, and we have given some practical steps to say that you need to, identify them in the way they become bossy in your life.
True.
And now that you begin to realize that, then you can tell yourself, oh, I was following this one, but now that I know this one is leading me negative, then I stay away from them. Even for relationships, the boys said a broken courtship is better than a broken marriage.
Mm.
So way before it's too late, stay away. Study these people and know. So you need to know yourself and what you want.
Tentative. Yeah.
When you know yourself and you know what you want, remember it should be Revelation chapter 2, if I'm not mistaken, or chapter 3, where God is saying, I will punish you for simply allowing Jezebel to mislead you.
Mm.
So it is not that, even if you don't know, the consequences follow. But take time and identify what you are dealing with. And when you would have known to say, this is leading me astray, you stay away.
Yeah.
If you don't stay away, their fate and yours will be the same.
Mm.
Now, you don't want to die because somebody against you. Because when judgment comes, I am speaking too much, but when judgment comes, it will not be indicated to say you were influenced.
Mm.
The question would be, why didn't you resist?
Yeah.
So we have the time to resist now and make corrections. We can't wait for the last minute.
Mm. Indeed, indeed.
But it's also important to seek support.
Mm.
And it's important to also seek self-care. It is important, I mean, practice self-care, but also it is important to focus on God's truth. Read the Bible. Read your mandate. Read your scripture. And then counteract negative influences with God's affirming love and truth. Jesus, when he was trying to be influenced by the devil in another way, he used the Bible to send himself and stood his
true. Life. True.
And I think as Christians, as children of God, we are supposed to move in that direction.
Mm.
I think there is an example of Christ himself.
Mm, indeed. So, Mpundisi, as we are wrapping up here, do you have any final words that you would like to say regarding this issue of the people that surround us, you know, and the negativity there? And after that, if you can just please pray, because hi, kuningi Mpundisi, it's a lot, you know, when it comes to toxicity, because you find it in all places there.
Unfortunately, there are places of work, business, school, you find such people. But let me say this, guarding your heart and mind requires you to be intentional about it.
Mm.
Your efforts should be intentional. You don't just wake up and say things will sort themselves out. They will not. You need to be proactive about it. You need to tell yourself, this I'm going to do. But it is also essential for you to realize that spiritual growth and your relationship with God is one thing that you're supposed to put top of your agenda. When you have this, then you, God works in a way that he, you'll be shocked the way he's beginning to expose some of these things. And before you know it, you are setting yourself on a firm foundation, mm-hmm. a firm ground, and you are doing the will of God. I just want to pray that most of us that are easily influenced will now develop a very high esteem about ourselves. We shouldn't lower our esteem and allow others to prey on us. We shouldn't allow that. God is capable. He is able. There is nothing impossible with him to help us through this process. And my prayer is that every one of us is going to know themselves for who they are. And eventually, we will be people that are going to principle and guard ourselves against those that are toxic in our associations. Let us pray. Father in heaven, this morning we want to glorify you again because you gave us an opportunity to delve into a discussion that builds our spiritual stamina, but also our social aspect of it. My prayer is that if there is one listening this morning that was easily influenced through the help of the Holy Spirit, I pray, loving Father, may you intervene in their lives. There are many of us that do not even know when we are being influenced negatively. But I pray and ask, may the Holy Spirit enlighten us after this discussion as we continue in our pursuit to build ourselves even better and ready for the soon come kingdom. I pray that may you be with the listeners and may you be with your servants as they continue to give the listeners programs that are building and elevating nature. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
So much. Have a blessed day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.